Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time. Yeah. And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof, which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions. Yep. So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production. Again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers, dude, you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, jeez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in, though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber, and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome to another episode of the Hello Sport Podcast. It is the home of unqualified opinion and unwavering bias, Edward.
You've absolutely nailed that, Tom. Coming to you live and exclusive from Las Vegas.
Yep.
Is there like a saying for Las Vegas? What do they call this place? Sin
Viva,
City?
Viva Las Vegas, Sin City. City never sleeps. Maybe that's New York. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Insert Las Vegas reference
unless
here.
You do a podcast, in which case it doesn't stay because we're fucking literally...
We're just telling everyone. We're giving you all the hot, juicy goss. We've said, fuck that. We're not going with that motto.
No.
We're breaking away from tradition.
Yeah. What happens in Vegas...
Gets told to the pun and the dribbler.
Yeah, we'll be retold. We are, for those of you just listening, we are sitting on the floor of the hotel. Well, I am specifically of the hotel room.
I'm on the couch. Tom Lane up against me.
Yeah.
And basically today, we're peeling ourselves out of our king beds.
Yep.
Peeling ourselves off the satin or the silk. And we're going to have to go and do some interviews with some fairly well-known individuals.
Some heavy hitters
of the rugby league space.
Yeah. Well, it's the only thing that'll get me out of bed is a fucking hungover Matty Johns.
I'm not getting up unless it's Matty, Gordy, Fletch, Hindy, Braith,
Cooper
Johns. Like if I'm not getting that sort of access, then I'm staying in fucking bed and I'm getting up at like 4 p.m. and I'm having a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
But we are professionals, so we had Bloody Marys beforehand.
That's right. Now, I made it sound earlier like we're off to see him. We've actually already been.
Yeah, no, we have already
I been. Thought we might have been just doing like a thing where we try to cheat it. But...
Oh, yeah, like as in like misleading, like a bit of, not misleading, but like lying by omission, although you were blatantly misleading.
Now, obviously, now that that's out of the way, we've already done it.
Yeah, we've already done them.
And it was fucking fun.
Yeah. They were. It was a good time.
It was absolutely hilarious.
Vegas generally, Eddie, is there anything like, you know, is there any insight you want to give the punter and or the dribbler just about generally how you've found yourself, how you found your time?
How I'm finding my time?
Yeah.
Finding my time to be like extremely enjoyable.
Yep.
Now, obviously, we didn't get off to a great start on the tables. We've been fighting tooth and nail, but we're down. We're not down crazy.
We're not down much.
We're approaching halfway of our allotted
budget. Our budgeted allowances.
Budget allowances. I have full faith, Tom, that you and I can fight the good fight and lift ourselves up off the canvas.
If anyone much can like around.
Much like, I don't know, a gypsy king in the 12th.
Yeah, against Deontay.
You know what I mean? Like, people go, oh, the count was fucking long. Give a shit. He got up, cunt.
You get up and you put it on red or black. Or odds and evens.
But we're having a fabulous time. Shout out to Tequila. Shout out to Chicken Tenders, which are undefeated. The Venetian Chicken Tenders are second to none.
Late night room service last night with the Roo was nice as well. We did about even, and then we sat in here and pounded techies and margs and
talk shit.
Talk some shit.
You know what
Got
I mean?
Got some tenders shipped in.
Which we all enjoyed.
We all enjoyed.
And then Tom and I laid in bed and watched Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Till about 4 in the morning, which was dumb because we had to get up at 9 and that fucked me. It hit me like a truck.
Yeah, but it was funny.
And all I wanted to do was tell a toddler to fuck off and say, I don't want to get up, cunt.
No.
I'm not done sleeping.
No, I've got me and the bed have an appointment.
Oh, yeah. Like, me and the bed had, you know, we had more fun to get up to, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I was denied that.
What is, I think, also worth mentioning is that toddlers clogged the shit up.
Toddlers already clogged the shit up.
No. Tobler, no, behind the mic. We're going to ask you to be quiet, please. You're getting in the way of... Toddlers clogged the shit up.
Which is an issue and not a great start.
Do you want to just get a little pan around of the fucking state of the room? It's not exactly clean. That's the breakfast bar you're seeing right there.
It's not exactly dirty, though, either. Well, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I would like for someone to come in and firstly unclog Tobler's shit and then clean up the
I think someone's on the way up.
Are they?
I think someone's on the way up.
With a plunger?
With a plunger, hopefully, with the right equipment to get the job done.
Tobler will be filming that, so don't worry.
Yeah, I think that's great content. Yeah. And that's about it so far, realistically. We were going to get the gondola yesterday. Guess how much they wanted to sting?
Boy, guess.
Your mates. Guess. Have a guess at home.
Have a guess.
Have a guess. If you said $165, then you'd be correct.
Yeah, for two, for a romantic two-person
for like 10 cruise. Minutes.
Our hotel has a gondola out the front, which is just a fucking glorified pool with a float, with a blow-up boat in it. We weren't getting on that. And then we found upstairs in the hotel.
They've got DOS gondola.
But there's one upstairs that's like this huge like river that snakes through the whole fucking thing. And you can gondola ride for a small fortune. Now, had we won our first sort of go on the roulette table?
Different story. Again.
This podcast would be coming to you from a gondola.
Again, the budget. The budget's tightened. Yeah. The belts have tightened. Tobler's been told to start rationing food.
Yeah.
Because we're in the fight of our lives right now.
Yeah, we are.
And you got to start saying no to things.
Well, especially when, you know, Tobler comes out, we let him come and shoot guns.
Which cost a fortune as well.
Shooting guns, not cheap.
Somebody for the shitter.
Somebody for the shitter. That's probably a good place to wrap it up.
Okay, enjoy these
guns.
Enjoy
the parties. Thanks, everyone, for coming on. So, hold on, you're playing Pebble Beach?
Played Pebble Beach.
How'd you get on? Like, was that an easy course to get on, or do you have to work hard to get...
Well, it was funny, because we went to Carmel Valley, where Clint Eastwood was the mayor in the 80s, and he owns a fair bit of stuff, and then we were staying there, and I thought, oh, do you have a golf course? And they went, Pebble Beach is there. It's like...
Do you have a golf course? It's not a bad golf course to have.
Yeah, I said, oh, look, is there a golf course? Because there's not a lot to do. It's a sleepy little town. So we ring up, and I get on Pebble Beach. In like 2 days, I said, yep. I said, what time am I playing? I said, oh, about 11. It's a good time. Played at 11. The guys that I played with, one had to book it a year in advance, and the other bloke booked it 6 months.
You're the best, mate.
Well, like, don't forget, like, it's only one person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, everybody's playing in a group of four or group of two, and then somebody else joined in, it was his birthday, then I rolled in because there's one spot. But it was cool, two groups in front, Jerry Rice.
Really?
Oh, mate, there's just like the who's who.
Did you get to meet him?
No. G'day, Jerry. Cool.
G'day, Jerry.
Bombs on him.
How'd you hit him, all right?
No, of course not. I think the seventh is the smallest green on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, right.
Like, they're the small, like, for Braith, because he's a good player, he would have loved it. Like, I enjoyed it, but it is by far the hardest course I've ever played by. Like, you hit it and you miss the fairway, which is tight. You can't find it. It sits down. And they played 3 weeks ago there.
Yeah, Pebble Beach Pro-Am, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's in great. It's in, like, championship nick.
Yes.
Just for you, Gordy.
Yes.
Just for Gordy.
Yeah, like, Gordy. They set it up for my big slice and my duck hook. So, it was set up perfectly for me.
There's no pressure like playing on a good course where people are good.
With people you don't know.
People you don't know. They took it seriously, played off three. And I walked into the club because Tiger's got his locker. Everybody's like Bing Crosby's got his locker there. Like, there's just the who's got these locker. And then this bloke sitting there. I'm like, this bloke's meditating before. And then I end up playing with him. And he took it so seriously. He's got a caddy and everything. People are caddying for him. And I'm just sitting there having a beer, just hitting balls. I just drop another one and just
golfers can get very serious, can't they? Golfers, that you can take.
Well, like, it's a bucket list. And he wanted to play and he walked. So he had a caddy and then he wanted to walk with
him. Did he play well, though?
Oh, he played unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
The bloke hit it. Like, he duffed his first. I'm like, it made me feel better. Yeah. And then the other bloke slide. And I'm like, oh, everybody's on the first tee. There's 30 people lining up to go.
Because they
come, like, they fly in to play this course. So it was a bit nerve-wracking.
And you're carrying your own bag, mate. That must have been...
No, I got a buggy and a couple of beers.
How many?
No, because, like, every third hole, there's...
Oh, there's more beers.
Yeah, and then the bloke driving around. So I just got two, and then I thought, oh, well, just in case.
By the end of it.
Yeah, by the end of it. Oh, well, it was a good day, though.
You're both, I guess, nice beacons for us in terms of professionalism, just seeing how fresh you are today and the way you're holding it together. I assume there was a bit of a rip last night. We didn't even have a rip. We just sat in the room and drank beers till late. But, like, you guys are able to sort of front up. Fresh.
I wanted to be fresh for today. I got a big day, but
well, fresh for us.
I'd be lying if I say we didn't have a crack. We landed here at 6 a.m, and me, Matty, Fletch, Hindy, Gal, and Wade Graham were at the bar by 8:30 a.m. So we thought the earlier we have a few drinks, the earlier we get to bed. So I ended up bailing out on them at about 7:38 because I had today on, but I think they kicked on for a fair bit. But I'm fresh because I got some sleep, but I've got a big night tonight, so I had to be right. What, you would have had a crack last night, surely.
No, I didn't. I just went and had dinner.
All right.
So I've been over here for about 7 days, so it wasn't a norm. So I flew in. I didn't land till 4:30 yesterday. So we went out, and I got a mate that sort of has a business here, so he booked a restaurant where we just went there and got on the drink there, had a few wines and a beer, but like we were in bed by 11 or something.
Oh, that's responsible.
How are you two feeling? Like,
mate, we're okay.
I don't know if I buy into this. You're a little bit dusty.
No, it sneaks up on you. I don't know what it is. Like, we were tracking pretty well, and then all of a sudden it's 3:30 in
actually,
the morning.
Actually, do you have your eyes open?
The sun is giving away.
We made an agreement with Brace before we started that sunglasses were allowed on.
Well, they're a mandatory, that's right. But and then you're playing the tables and you get excited and a couple of tequilas and all of a sudden.
Are you guys punters? Like, will you get out there and hit the tables while you're here, or is it not a...
I'm not. I think last time I was here, because we come over for 10 days with Maddie.
Oh, that's right. We've heard brief sort of yarns about that 10 days.
But like then, I put $20 in a poker machine when I was here for 7 nights. So I'm not and I don't sit down on tables because I don't really know how to play.
I think you've got to have a pump while you're here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind a pump back home, but not crazy. But when I'm here...
You sit on a blackjack table here.
Yeah, I love blackjack. I love poker. Yeah. Poker's good to play here. It's because you're playing against the locals as well. They know how to play, and it's a good experience. You've got guys from the desert that come and play full-time, and it's good fun. But I don't win ever here. So you're just donating, really. It's just a donation.
Yeah. It's exactly right. I always feel like I'm going to have luck. I feel like I can read the table, and I reckon I know how it's going. It just hasn't worked out that way.
Yeah.
We're hurting bad at the moment. We're down. We're approaching 50% of our pool.
Is that right?
Well, we don't need to chase yet because we've got our budget and we're fucking blowing through it.
But about the missus, are they all sweet? Can you hit the bank account, or you got to be careful?
Listen, it's a business account. They don't have eyes on that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Thank God for that. But I think we've set. It's not a small number that we've set ourselves.
But it's reasonable, I think. I think it's like a responsible number.
However, if we get, like, if we were to blow through that today, for example, and we've got 5 days left, then there's a big decision to make.
Well, that won't happen. We're working. This is a work trip, first and foremost, if my wife's watching. So that's all right. We won't blow through it today.
Okay.
But if you were, because what we will be doing over there, we're going to put on like one. Our last day, we'll be putting on a bet on the roulette. That's our poison.
Yeah, and is it red or black?
That's where we're literally just gonna go through everyone we speak to and get red or black, and then we're gonna basically choose based on the numbers.
Yep.
Which one we're gonna go on? So I mean, if you've got a red or a black, what
do you look at that little scoreboard and just go? There's been 10 reds. God, it's gonna be black. Or you like? Nah. Is there any theory behind your?
Well, listen, yesterday we were like, there's been 10 reds in a row, it's got to be black, and it was fucking red.
So that system's fucked.
Yeah. So, watch that at your own peril, Gordy.
Yeah, that thing's made to mislead.
I'll go black.
Black?
Yeah, my own.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, good. Two blacks out the gate, make a mental note of that.
I got a photo here for you guys.
Red, black, walk away.
Oh, shit, okay.
There you go.
I've got a photo here for you guys. Just want to...
here we go.
I just want to get your thoughts on it quickly. Now, obviously, Phil Gould is an ornament to the game of rugby league. He's trying out a new hat. He's posted that on Twitter. His missus has got that for him.
Gosh, have a look at
him. Just want to get... Do you rate it? Like, do you rate his fit there?
Is that called a fedora?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fedora.
Yeah. I actually don't mind it. It all depends where it...
Would you wear that hat?
If I'm in Hawaii and I'm sitting on
the beach... He's not in Hawaii,
but I don't know whether he is in Hawaii.
No, look, I can confirm.
You don't know whether Gus is over there.
Let's assume he's at Belmore.
Okay. It's not a hat you wear to Belmore.
So you know that.
I know what hat you wear to Belmore.
But is that a bit of a Bondi-ish hat? Or Eastern Suburbs?
Is he a Bondi Eastern Suburbs?
Yeah,
he's
I don't know if
Shire.
It is.
He's a Shire man now.
Yeah. Oh,
is that where he is? See,
I wouldn't wear that. But you know what? He's trying new things.
But you're not 60. Gus is what, 65, let's say.
He certainly looks like it.
No, Gus. No, so I reckon Gus is 65. I reckon it's okay when you're 65, but I wouldn't be wearing it to a game of footy. But if you're going and you're playing golf, or you're going to have lunch and you're going
if you're 65 going to Hawaii to play golf, then you wear
it. So if you can get the pension, it's play on.
Hey, mate, he's been on the rugby league pension.
He doesn't need the pension, Gus.
He is the only official still getting paid by 7 clubs. Oh, mate, I fixed that. I'll leave it.
He's the king.
No, mate.
He's the king.
Mate, but he's turning the Bulldogs around, I reckon. Like, yeah, I mean, like, he's starting to shape them up a little bit, right?
I think he's done a great job. And this year, I expect them to... Well, I did last year, but I think this year's going to be the year where they make a big move. They need to, but... Like, I think he's done well, but I think their performances will tell us.
Well, that might happen. So some clubs have the sombrero. The Bulldogs might be the fedora.
Nick doesn't like
it. That's what it could be at. It could be the fedora now. So, you know, Fletch can't bring out the sombrero. It might be the fedora. That's a whole new segment
Nick,
for us.
You're going to get Nick angry again talking about
I'm not getting Nick. I never said. I said some clubs.
Oh, some. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Some clubs have... wear sombreros.
Yeah, okay. I mean, listen, I'm sure it sits outside the cap, but we saw that the Roosters, like, did he buy them all fucking Rolexes when they got in LA?
What about their trip? Lambos. Over here. What'd they get? They were at some mansion.
They went to a billionaire's house.
They're living the dream.
They're eating.
Today.
Yeah. Wow. Who's the guy that...
Afterpay billionaire.
Afterpay billionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Nick Molnar.
Yeah, whereas Manly, we get sent
to... How do you know his name?
Where'd you...
We sent to Fiji and then like 50 stopovers. Fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Poor old Manly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're on a boat.
The opposite of the cook.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there's no sombrero at Manly. We know that. No, that we do know. Hey?
Used to be.
Used to be. Okay.
Back in the Silvertails days.
Yeah, Silvertails.
Silvertail Fibros, yeah. Before our time.
Mate, there's no doubt every club in their primes had one on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't fit as much under a fedora, though. That's the only thing I'd say.
No, you can't. Or in the where Seagulls have got a demountable. That's what ours is. So how are you feeling about the games this weekend? We were talking before about the fields being slightly smaller, which was only something that I'd heard of after I've been putting my bets on.
I think when you...
Does it change much?
I just hope that the NRL realise that and maybe keep a real strict 10, because we're over here to promote the game. We're not over here... Yeah, I mean, I know that there's 2 points at the start of the season. Yeah. Everybody wants to win, but we're over here to showcase our product.
Yeah.
So I hope that you know that.
You mean
that's
give it more of a 10? Like give it like yeah, you're with a 10.
Yeah, because like then obviously, like when we go play in England, right? That's how the English stifle us, because we play on soccer grounds. They're a bit smaller. Australia can struggle because you know it's a shorter 10 and it's a smaller field, and they can stop us from
and
playing.
The referees
footy.
Don't help over there either.
Right. So obviously here, you know what I mean, it's sort of even for both sides, but keep a strict 10, boys, you know, may the best team win.
Yeah.
It's interesting to know how much of an impact it's going to have that
a couple
of field being smaller.
Well, what is it?
Yeah. I think it's like
five. So it's like it's almost 5 meters narrower, and then the 10 is like 9.7 meters. The
so is that 2.5 each side?
Well, there you go. 2.5 each side. That's quick math. And then the in goal is like 6 meters, not 10, like that.
That'll
impact it. The 6 to 10 with kicking game. Kicking. We saw that in the World Club Challenge.
Yeah.
You know, Panthers didn't even kick the first 6 or 7 sets in good field position because they didn't want to get repeat. And then there's that new rule with the dropout. So I reckon that will impact the kicking game a lot more. You have to be definitely a lot more switched on as a half. But I think the actual width, not too much.
Yeah, like, if you average it out, it's not going to be much between every player.
Yeah.
So, like, the width, I'm not worried about. The kicking game, you know, to get repeat sets is going to be a big one. So, 7 tackle sets, whether they just, you know, bomb the corners or whatever.
Yeah,
But that's the tactics for the kicking coaches.
Is there a world where the NRL's like, just fucking throw the ball around, guys? Yeah. Like, we'll get a referee to give you a good rub in a couple of weeks.
Even with the... You know, we've advertised no pads and toughest game in the world. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Let's show it. Let's showcase it. I'm hoping there's some sort of message to the referees to be a bit lenient at times. Obviously, you can't take anyone's heads off, but let's showcase it the best we can.
I was at the dinner last night and I was talking to some friends, and I'm a strong believer that none of us have ever watched sport before. We put the Super Bowl, the Soccer World Cup, we put all the sports up there, and you put our game, like a state of origin up, I think we're equal to any sport in the world. I think we've got an unbelievable product. So I hope that it gets showcased and, you know, people are saying, oh, mate, why do you go to America? And I'm, and then I was in the hotel, I looked out, I'm thinking, Elvis played here. Yeah. This has been the greatest entertainers the world's seen have all wanted to come and play here. And if you're a rugby league player to put on a show here and say that you're an entertainer for, you know, for the greatest game of all, I'd be excited. Yeah.
If you haven't been to Vegas, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, the AFL certainly hasn't been.
No, they certainly haven't.
So what do you reckon PBL said to the clubs in terms of keeping the boys under a lock and key? Are they, would they be on a tight leash?
Yeah, I spoke to Robbo, Trent Robinson, about 6 weeks ago, and he wants them to have fun. Like, it needs to be, I'd assume it'd be all of them. Have fun, enjoy the full experience. They would have had probably a night out maybe when they first got here, Manly, and then the guys in LA. But after the game, VIP section, cordoned off, full security.
Yeah, SAS soldiers.
SAS, mate, they will not be allowed to...
guns.
They won't be able to leave the...
For the players, not the protecting them. Yeah. Like, if you get out of here, we'll shoot you. Right?
Maybe eight times. I've been to Vegas, I come with the boys. Like, there's not a... Like, there's, like, everybody walks and has a good time. Like, mate, I've been here. You don't see any trouble. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't see trouble.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can walk the streets and have a beer. Everybody's fun. You know what I mean? Like, so...
But my thing is, Gordy...
You're going to have to go looking for it. And if that bloke in your club goes and finds it, he's out.
Yeah, but this too, like... And this is for anyone who's coming over here. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. But don't get your cameras, your phones out and try and stitch people up all the time.
Yeah,
I've seen it before. Like, we're going to have 35,000 Aussies here. They look after each other. Have a good, don't try and stitch people.
Don't
up.
Try and get a few likes on Instagram just to whip your phone out.
You know what I mean?
Like,
that's
them.
The
like
reality. Yeah. There's going to be some dickheads who are going to do it.
Yeah. Don't show a 65-year-old with a fedora and think it's funny. Don't take photos.
No, it was Gus
at your place when
fairness,
you took that photo.
In fairness to me, Gus
sent
well, he sort of soft launched that on Twitter.
Yeah, he wanted to get your thoughts.
He was trying to canvas the audience. He's like, what do you think about this? This is a new hat from the missus. And it was like, okay, look. I mean, it's a nice
from
hat.
The missus or his missus hat, was it?
He goes, he's like, my wife bought me this hat. What do we think about this hat? He shares his thoughts. He's actually one of the great followers on Twitter of all time.
So. Yeah, but I reckon the boys will be good. Yeah, like, and I think with
maybe
Brisbane,
it's more about
and I know
media.
That it was
the media
a concern.
Will play up this year. I think the media's been in the media. The media's been in the media.
When I come over here, there was the group of the media when like the four players. And some of the media, right? Yeah. If they write something, I'm like, boys, come here. But I think with what happened in Brisbane with Renault and that, just show that something so small, a wrestle.
I know.
Like a wrestle hit the, like, so I feel sorry for them.
As a Brisbane man or as a Queenslander?
Well, I punched three of my teammates. I did. I actually back in, like, mate, we were at the Yekka.
That's a surprise.
Like, which is the show, and one bloke was cheeky. So I just, so I back-ended him as hard as I could. And then, and they're over in Fiji, and I punched another bloke, and I just went and knocked on Wayne's door. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, Wayne, I just knocked out one of our teammates.
And then 11 days standing.
And they were in Bali, mate. And they were in Bali, and Lottie and a couple of other boys got in the stink. But that's what happens when you're in each other's pocket and you've spent so much time together.
Yeah.
Mate, I reckon if you're not fighting, you're not having a go. Like, you're not having a real good go together.
That happened at Bulldogs training every session.
Hitting and getting angry.
Yeah, but that would still happen though, right?
But I said Michael Jordan fought with every one of his teammates.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotten a punch up with every one of his teammates at training.
Well, there you go.
Why
so
do you
if it's good enough for MJ,
play on
it's good enough for like GT.
Do you reckon they needed to come out and apologise then? Or should they come out and just go, this is the reality, it is what it is? Well, is it sort of fueling the fire doing
it
that?
It is a wrestle. You saw in the UFC, the fastest growing sport, the greatest thing about their sport and Dana White, he apologises for nothing, and even what's his name, Conor McGregor, I apologise to absolutely fucking no one.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So there's a big fight in the crowd, and he goes, the security just stood there. When it finished, they just tidied themselves up and sat back and watched. They didn't jump in. And he goes, there was a fight in the crowd. The best thing is, they sorted it out. The fight's still on.
Yeah.
What happens though? Like,
I like
it. Because of the negative publicity he gets.
Sorry, I just got Matty Johns looks like he's half dead over there.
Oh, Matty, he has turned up. Wow. Because. How's he going?
Oh. Is that Buzz or Matty? I can't help myself. Buzz.
Poor Buzzy gets picked on all the time.
Oh, look at the big fella.
Hey, Matty.
Yeah, we need to get
well, he smiled and he could focus on it. So that's enough. That's enough.
Where were we? So I don't know.
No, I don't know either. Look, I mean, we should probably get Matty in here and buddy get
him. Is Matty coming on?
Yeah, he's coming on.
He's coming on. That's why he's down here.
Come on, you're on, mate.
Yeah. We've got some hard-hitting questions, mate.
You know what they say.
He's mentally preparing.
He's mentally preparing.
Just quickly, tips for both games. Who do you think's going
to... Oh, he bloke's going to hate me.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to go South.
Okay.
I think Manly are my big improvers this year, but just with the new combinations early on, and I think South will want to get off to a fly because they're under some heat after last year's finish. And another upset, I'm going to go the Roosters over Brizzy.
Yeah, right. No, I'm going to have Brisbane. I just think, did they win the pre-season trial? But I just think the way they finished last year, you know, they were 3 minutes away from being the best team in the competition. So I think they've trained really hard. I'll go Brisbane and the next one's tough, but I might go South. I think they just, like, that attack, like, you know, like their combinations will just come together quicker than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of blokes that clearly don't get it.
No,
obviously, Manly winning.
Sorry, lads.
Sorry,
boys.
For your sake, I hope they And there's no Beaver out there playing, right? Yeah. They score 400 tries.
Well, we did see
no
Beaver.
We
at least see Beaver's
back.
Over here.
Listen, if Tommy gets injured, you guys might just fold up your jersey. Just put your jersey back in the closet. But how good is he?
Well, he's fantastic.
He's a gun.
Okay, 40 points.
Okay, is he the best Manly fullback that you've seen?
He hasn't won comps yet, so I can't. Like, he's like, what he can do wise, yeah. But, like, Brett Stewart's the man.
That's a fair call.
What he was able to do.
I agree. Well, because that's what
we're
all judged on.
Two comps.
Yeah. Mate, that's what we're all judged on at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, mate, you can be a great player, but you go, he won.
Yeah. Brett Stewart's the man. Shout out to Brett Stewart.
Snake, one of the greats all time.
I liked his brother too, Glenn.
Yeah,
Glenn could play rugby.
Who's blown out post career like everyone
has
can.
Has he blown out? He blew out his last 3 years. But he could, like, gifty, right?
Yeah.
You don't get a nickname like that.
Yeah.
If you're not good. Yeah. No, he was an unbelievable player. Unbelievable.
Well, thanks for coming on, fellas.
Thanks, boys.
On your legends. Enjoy the week.
Have a good one. We'll 360 tonight as well. Pumped to see
we're on. We're on tonight, first show. Kenny's back. Gordy's on.
Yeah, Buzz. Yeah. Mate, actually, a couple of coaches too, I think.
Yeah, Seabold's on. JD, Latrell.
Oh,
very nice.
Luke Brooks.
Got
it all covered.
Luke Brooks? I thought it was Garth Brooks.
No, Garth's on after.
Garth's playing at the...
He's playing behind us.
Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
No, mate, he was 900 a ticket when we were here last time.
Fair income.
Yeah, I don't like crying in my...
That was expensive too.
Yeah.
Well,
you boys putting into that business account again, aren't
Yeah, we did. We had to dip in. It was once in a lifetime. We're like, fuck it.
How
we're only
ever. Tickets?
We had to buy them. We got free stuff.
So, obviously,
he doesn't
you
buy
don't
tickets,
see?
The Bugatti doesn't buy any. He just gets
them. Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets at the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking... the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full Pixie stuff. So now you're just going to say, you're going to talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're going to talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go, good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallowsport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
How are we, fellas? Oh.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, mate, we're good.
Yeah,
good.
Going. Good as gold, mate.
How you guys going?
I'm good. I'm better than the big fella here.
I think I got food poisoning.
Did you?
Yeah, I
think it's going around, mate.
Vegas food poisoning.
Yeah, I had Corona. Pizza and I was a bit, you know, just, as soon as I had it, I said, you know what?
Didn't
feel right.
Yeah, right. Well, you look good. That hat's nice.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
It's a beautiful hat there.
Looks great on you, mate.
Thank you.
And I must say, you look terrific today. You really do.
Guys.
So you spilled a bit of water on yourself before.
The saliva you've got all over your t-shirt, that looks good.
I just...
The grey doesn't show it up too much.
The grey's the wrong colour for that.
Grey. It's subtle. 50 shades.
So it was a big one yesterday.
It was a big one.
Yeah.
We arrived.
On the NRL charter flight.
So we arrived, went to the hotel, and went right over again, dude. It's 6:30 in the morning. Right, we'll meet at 8:30 and we'll have a beer. And that sort of just kept perpetuating.
It's a good way to beat jet lag, is to get completely flogged. I guess if you don't get to bed till, you know, super late, then it kind of counteracts
Tommy, it shows you how much rugby league has changed. Back in the day, when we went across for the 95 World Cup tour, what it used to be was you'd fly over, and it was done like the Australian cricket would do the same thing. They'd say, righto, this is what you've got to do. You've just got to, as soon as you get on the plane, you've just got to drink like as violently, as heavily as you can. And then when you arrive at Bangkok, you have a stopover, have the sleeping tablet, go to sleep. And when you arrive in Manchester, you'd be as good as gold. Right? That was...
That's a professional.
It was a little bit flawed.
It's hard to get that out of your psyche, right? Like you're
you've been institutionalized, mate.
Well, you arrive, you know, you're in Vegas, you have that sort of excitement.
Yeah.
When we're here, you know, before me and Gordon and the boys, I was thinking when I get here, you know what? I've got it out of my system. It's awesome. But when you arrive, you just go, here we go again.
Straight back into it. And how do you feel? Have you, have you raised your boy right? Has he sort of come in and followed the old man, or is this has he learnt from dad? He's like, you know what?
He's responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about me or Jack?
Jack.
Yeah. Well, I got in this morning because obviously we promised you guys we'd do this at 10 a.m. and it's about an hour past 10 now. I went to...
It's called 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. And... No, the time difference.
An hour past 10.
An hour past 10. It's a good way of saying it. And I've rocked up at his hotel trying to get him. I've been ringing him all day, all morning since I've got up. And he obviously wasn't picking up my phone calls. No. He wasn't picking up Mum's phone calls either, so she's really off him.
I'm in the dog at the moment. She goes, I've been trying to find you for 24 hours. And I said, I've been trying to find my soul for 6 hours.
And I've rocked up to his hotel, and they dead set thought I was like trying to rob the joint. Like, I'm in there going, oh, mate, here's my ID. I've got the same last name as him. I just want you to ring my dad. We've got an interview in like an hour. And they were going, nah, like, we're not allowed to disclose personal information. Finally got onto someone who was willing to do it. And we rang him and should have heard the voice. Like, he must have just woken up. You know how loud those ringtones are in your hotel room? And he just sounded so fucking shit.
Hey, I'm actually sitting here, you know, like, you know, talking about, yeah.
It's like a different version of you though, 2 hours ago.
No, I reckon you've bounced back pretty well. We were late to bed last night, but
but we've got a minder, Tommy Tobler, over there on the ones and twos, and he gets us up. He came in three or four times, maybe four or five.
Yeah.
He gets us a Bloody Mary for brekkie. He gets us bacon and eggs. Make sure we're in the shower. I've got to be honest with you, if we didn't have him, there's no chance we'd still be in bed. Because I was having one of the great sleeps of all times, Matty, one of the great sleeps I've ever had.
Yeah.
And it's actually the second day in a row that he's fucked it for me, Tommy Tobler over there.
Tommy, how dare you?
Yeah. What kind of man are you? Have you seen his hair? Take your hat off.
Look at this.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That's understated and elegant. Yeah, no, it's not fucking
America. Awesome. Fuck yeah.
That's Tobler straight into it.
I pulled the... I got a breathalyzer, so I pulled the breathalyzer out on him this morning and we woke him up and he was 0.13.
Okay, so just a bit over. Like, just, probably can't drive.
I think 0.05, so it's triple over the legal drinking thing.
Well...
I've still got it here. You guys might probably blow it.
Yeah, I'll blow it.
Yeah, we'll have a blow. We'll see where we're at.
Blow. I feel like
that's... time he did it, I couldn't. I went, he said, "Nah, keep going, like the fuzz." And I just, sorry, boys, that's my.
I don't reckon I'll be over. I reckon I'll be all right.
I think we'll be all right.
I think we'll be sweet. It'll be good to know, though.
Oh, it's good to know. Do you just carry this around with you, Coop?
This must be a real pain in the ass having your son carrying it
around.
Nah. This is part of my job. While they sent me over, so like I just. We'll breathalyze everyone once a day, and then that's all my content done for basically the whole day.
Let's get
is that what you're doing?
Breathalyze the Manly boys before they run out.
Oh, yeah.
Breathalyze Siebes.
And the old Hamburglar.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
This is...
Okay.
You should be right with that, though.
No, mate, I'm seasoned.
Right. You can blow, can't you, Tom?
Yeah.
Blow with the best of them, mate. Oh,
it's quite fatiguing.
And it is. Hang on. It's a bit slow, this thing.
That's all right.
Not a bad gig you got, though, mate.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
0.058.
Oh! Am I just over?
Low range string driver.
Okay.
0.058. Low range.
Well, luckily, again.
Yeah, I'll have a go.
Let's give it a go.
See where we're at.
Okay, it's good. It's good to know. Like,
I'm not.
You wake up after a big night and you think I'm good to go. That's a nice message for everyone at home.
Everyone should you should have them so you.
So you know what the.
Listen to me. I'm trying to do a community awareness time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mate,
look at it go. Drink driving is.
I just want to make a point here.
Yeah. Zoom in on me. Can you zoom in on me, please, Tobler?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's on for the rest of the day? What do you got?
Tommy, we got I've just learnt I've got to do the show here. Got something
just
on
found
at
that
5
out.
And 8. Yeah. That's all right, you know.
Is that a bit of a shock to the system?
It is a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But when you know, I'll just slip it into cruise mode.
Yeah,
you
you're a professional.
TV icon. Yeah, that's what we just do. Me and Daryl Summers. There we go.
You're pretty good at it. 0.007.
There you go.
You're sweet.
So you're sweet. You can do anything.
It's already, mate, it's out of me. It's in and it's out. Mate.
Mine sticks in the fat, I think, around my midsection and just fucking hangs out.
You just go, Coop.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, let's see how he's going. Come on. We've got to get an update.
Do you want me to change? You don't care about that they've both blown off?
Nah, we're clean, please. Mate. I'll show you 10 clean tests if you need.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about.
There we are. Clean church bells here. Going.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, this is actually... this is
the like an exorcism. That's good.
It really is fatiguing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
It's a long way.
Mate. You've got to be match fit to blow an air.
That thing's going to melt in your hands.
Oh, geez, it's hot. Oh, 0.095.
Okay, you're on the way down.
Yeah, on the way down.
Trending
that's good.
In the right direction.
Subsiding big time. Yeah. Thank you. It's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, so where did you boys go last night?
Well, we were in the hotel, and then we're down having a... I go on the roulette table. That's our poison. We're fucked at the moment. We're sort of halfway through our allotted punting money 2 days in.
Oh, yeah. What about it? Yeah. I said, like, we were saying to people how it shocked me the last... Cooper's mum. Trish and I came here about probably 12 months ago, something like that. And it was... I reckon since then, when we came over last time, I reckon prices have gone up 30 or 40%.
Really?
It's not cheap around here, mate.
It used to be so cheap. Mm. We came here the first time in, I think it was 1996, and it was like the gambling subsidised food and drink and accommodation.
Right.
It was just dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Fuck, mate. Last time I was over here, like, it cost me $25 for breakfast, with double vodka and soda. It was outrageous. But of course, if you act like you're playing the pokies,
then it's all good. They don't mind at all. No, we were trying to get a romantic gondola ride for two. It cost you $200. We were just like
$165, which is what fucking 200 and something.
Where do they
to float around
in our hotel
in the Venetian? Yeah,
Mate, even it's not that expensive in Venice.
I know, seriously.
You'd be better off getting over there.
It's unbelievable. For 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, that sort of money's fucking outrageous.
What are you blokes punting on?
Roulette.
Your only roulette?
Yeah. Well, it's just the fucking odds are pretty tasty, even though we've not won a single fucking thing so far. But it's just, you know, red or black.
And it's odds you sort of start vibing it, like, fuck, am I vibing an odd here or a black or a red or an even? You can play the thirds, you can play the table. There's a bit of variety. So that's why we've been going at it. But we're down, and we intend on the last day to put a sizable amount of money on what the people decide, like who we fucking yarn to. We've already got Gordy and Brace answer. What do you reckon we should be doing?
Red or black?
I think...
I'd go red.
Okay. I'd go black.
Black, yeah. Okay.
All right. Sweet. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, there's a great... You know, talk about the punting. I don't know if you've like seen Long John Daly. Yeah. Told my story recently about Kerry Packer.
Oh, when he... Yeah.
He went and he was down... He was down, I think, about 6 or 7 million. And John Daly's probably put a bit of paprika on the story, but he said he's down 7 million. He said to him, oh, you know, I'll fix you up tomorrow. And they said, no, we want the money now. So he went, okay. So he had to go, scout around, get the 7 million or something, go back to the casino and pay it. And he had a couple of, he got, rather than 7 million, about 9 million. He turned 2 million. Into something like 50 million. And they went, okay, we'll fix you up tomorrow. He said, no, you fucking won't. Give me the money now.
And the way that he told the story is that the casino actually went under and they got bought out, I think, by Steve Wynn. Where Wynn Casinos is now is the site of, like, the casino that fucking Kerry went in and, like...
And just buried.
And buried them.
Holy shit.
Because they were like, we don't have 50 million. He's like, well, you're going to have to fucking find it.
He used to go to Circus, and as soon as he walked in the place, they'd just give him a million and just say... That's your start.
Get after it.
Because he would attract the other whales to come and gamble.
Really?
Like bonus bets.
Yes, that's right. As opposed to $5, they're $1 million.
Jesus Christ. I can't imagine what it must be like having that sort of money on the table.
Oh. Listen, it'd be exhilarating. Because, I mean, like, I'm fucking, you know, my hair's getting blown back from a $25 bet on black. Like, I can only imagine
Is
what
Is that
I'm
your
doing.
Bet? Are you a $25?
Well, our first bet, sizable, and that's like, how's the weekend going to set up? And we just go all on red or black. We fucking lost. And then after that, now we're like sheepishly just like chucking 25s on because we fucked ourselves too early.
Well, let's see, the other day in a life full of low points, I almost hit rock bottom the other day. It was, I'm sitting there, I had the earphones in, listening to Led Zeppelin, and I'm tapping away in the pokey, just going bang. And I'm not doing good. And by the way, it's minimal bets. I'm betting like 50 cents at a time because it's just like putting your brain in the jar. You know, it's not about the game. And I'm sitting there, and him and his brother had been standing behind me for about 10 minutes just watching me. It was like when I turned around and they were there, like a solitary tear just rolled down my cheek. It's like when your kids are, when they're young boys, they look up to their dad as their heroes. You know that, okay, if there's a point, that all evaporates.
Yeah,
that was the point, actually.
Don't worry, that feeling was mutual as well. I lost a lot of respect. It was like 3 in the Arvo too. And he told Mum, I'd gone down to the beach club to catch up with one of my old mates. So I thought, I'll go down for a beer and see him as well. I haven't seen him in ages.
Yes.
And he completely lied. His mate wasn't there. And he was just in the pokies listening to music on his AirPod Pros, just tapping away.
I did that too. So I go, what are you doing? She goes, no, you're not going down to that loser place again. I said, look, got a mate who's... having a bit of a tough time.
That mate is me.
Yeah.
Split personality.
His name's the Queen of the Nile.
Oh, shit.
Brilliant. Yeah. Keep it going, Matty.
No, it's not a it's not a bad tactic, though, the old, my mate just wanted to have a, he just wants to have a yarn.
No.
Sometimes if I get back at about, 5, 6 a.m.,
I
try and roll that one out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, mate of mine's sort of struggling. We had
mate,
to go through.
You wouldn't believe it. Tom and Alyssa, they're doing it a bit tough at the moment. He just wants a bit of advice. I'll go down. Go down. Come
really
back and they go, how are Tom and Alyssa? Who?
Do you two do that together? Because I'd imagine your missus would talk to each other.
Look,
Would you use each other for excuses kind of thing?
We got work. Like, that's what this whole fucking trip is, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what are you doing in Vegas? We've got to work.
No, it's work.
Technically, we aren't, there's no one's...
no one's paying us to be here this very moment. But, you know, that's you reverse engineer it. You buy the tickets, you come over, and then you find a way to justify the expense.
And you sell merch, which is a great opportunity to tell the punter and the dribbler that these hats, the Nut Trucker hat, will be on sale next
there
week.
You go. That's
support perfect. The cause, and the cause is us in Vegas talking to these fine gentlemen.
Also, just quickly, speaking of hats, before we let you go, we do appreciate your time. Let me just try and make sure that this bright.
I love that time. You're very professional. No, just before I do this, I really appreciate your time.
He's just doing a live
read. You're a wonderful host. Yeah, it's a live read for American Spirit Cigarettes.
Marlboro.
Spearmint Rhino.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
What do we think of Phil Gould's hat? That he shared this to Twitter himself. He's trying out a new hat.
Oh, you know, as I said, it'll full of low points.
You see, if I saw Fletch over there. So, okay. So when we came back before from the trip 6 weeks ago, me and Fletch turned up in such bad shape at home that his wife, Britt, and Trish had a conversation and went, mate, we're fucking going over next when they go over. So what happened? They arrived today. They've been in LA for two days,
okay.
Right? So me and Fletch are on the plane going, we've got one night. We've got one. It was like, yeah.
No wonder. That makes all the sense.
Yeah, that. But well, listen, it's smart footy from your wives, to be honest. On the footy, what are you thinking for Saturday night? Who are you favouring?
Which game?
Both.
Who's the first game?
Manly Rabbitohs.
Manly Rabbitohs. I'm going to say Manly.
I like that.
I like Manly.
Yeah.
Even without you playing?
Oh, I mean, that's the only downside, probably. I just don't know if Brooksy's got
what
it takes.
Got what it takes, yeah.
Big loss.
You know, I think I've been going in a little bit here and there, and I've been helping
Tony.
I've been helping Tony out and Brooksy as well, so...
And are you getting paid for that, or is that just on the house?
No, that's just off my own back.
Charity.
Charity, yeah.
Proud of your
son. Yeah, we actually chatted to Brooksy the other day on our new podcast.
Oh, yes.
Give it a plug, our new podcast.
Absolutely. Backstage?
Backstage. Cooper and Matty Johns.
Give it a listen.
Once upon a time, it would be Matty Johns and Cooper, but now it's Cooper and Matty Johns.
That's alphabetical order. That's why I did Cooper first.
Good call. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good call.
But I'm going to go Manly, and then I'm going to go a little upset. I'm going to go Roosters over the Bronx.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same, Cooper. I think the thing we won't work out, like the narrow field is going to be a big factor.
That's what we were talking
about. So for the same point, I think I like Manly because with Tom, they're more of a play-through side. They play through you, where South like to sort of strip your short numbers and go around. And, mate, it's going to be really hard to play around a team. And the other thing as well, Broncos are a side that plays full field shifts and risk while sweeping. It's going to be hard. You know, there's going to be a lot of congestion in the middle unless the referee pulls them apart. And I think watching Roosters in the trial games, you can see they're rock hard fit. The last 2 years they've started really slow and it's bit them on the ass. I sort of get the feeling they'll start strong.
They're going to get in and get after it. Well, I wish I'd heard that Broncos one before I put all my bets on yesterday. I've got Broncos to fucking.
Well, we could be. We're not always right.
No, that's a good point. You're not. But I'm rarely right. So I'm usually looking to any bit of fucking information I can use.
Well, we did. Brooksy said that they've been training with the field 6 metres shorter.
Oh, really?
They repainted it at Brookie to practice for this field.
Get fucked, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
big
nice.
Budget over there, big budget.
Oh, I like that.
And he said when they were playing, found it very hard to find any space on the outside. So for the punters, if you're going to put a bet on, I mean, I like a Homole Olakau'atu on a drop-off.
Yeah.
Back through the middle, because going around them, the way he described it, just doesn't seem like they're going to be able to score a lot of tries around the outside.
Why
of
did
team.
You retire?
I mean, seriously, man.
You're a big loss, son. I tell you, mate.
Jesus.
You know.
That's some rugby league insight. Fair right. income. You're not going to get that anywhere
mate,
else.
That's why they're in the market for a journeyman halfback. And,
yeah.
He said to me this morning, he goes, you're an alcoholic. And I said, you're a failed footballer. Of course, we're both only joking.
Boys, thank you very much for coming on. Backstage, is that out every week, the new potty?
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
So we've got, we had Brooksy.
got Nathan Cleary coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
The missile comes out this Monday.
The pissile.
Yeah. The nuclear missile, yeah. As he's going to be known as, when he starts injecting.
Oh, yeah. Hectic. Oh, that's
awesome. So red hot start, boys.
Have you enjoyed the father-son dynamic on the podcast?
Yes, I do. It's good. I do enjoy it.
Good excuse to hang out.
Yes. Actually, guys, I don't want to start getting sincere, you know. I was about to go, you know, when they were growing up, these boys. Remember the time we came to Vegas? Being a good parent, I brought the boys to Vegas 1 year when they were 14 and 15 or 13 and 15. Anyway, it's also, I gave Coop, they were whinging the whole time. And I said to Coop, there's 100 US, just go and fucking occupy your time, right?
And he was with Gordy, actually. They were on like a family trip, all these people, and they were just somewhere else. They didn't tell us where they were going.
Hey.
sorry. Drunk. So he doesn't like and me and a few of all the other kids were going around. There was an ice skating rink. I ended up like, you know how it is? You can kind of just walk into the pokies. Like, there's no one really security. Like, if you're staying in the hotel, you're in there already. Yeah. And there's just pokies there. So I had the $100 and I put it in my first ever pokey and I was slapping away and ended up like just racking in wins. Ended up getting like free drinks because the girls come over. Oh, come over with drinks. So I'm like 14 and I ended up like pretty drunk because you got no tolerance.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty drunk like after like 3 vodka lime and sodas and I've won like 900 US. And I go back up to the room with, like, all this cash, not even knowing, like, how much it is kind of at that age. And I walk up and Mum, Dad and Jack are all in there. And Dad was like, trying to be the good parent. Mate.
Furious.
Where the fuck have you been? Where the fuck have you been?
You're too old to get the bell on.
And I'm slurring because I'm, like, kind of drunk. And he's like, Are you drunk, you idiot?
What kind of man are you? I carried an M16 in you.
And then I've told him the story and pulled out $900 and he just snatched it off me and he was like, mate, I'm so fucking proud of you.
Now there's another 50 to hop over some skin nails.
Oh, shit. That's amazing.
Oh, that's such a good
yarn. Fellas, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having us.
Good on you, lads. You've been good supporters of us.
Always.
Listen, we started to get sincere again. Guys, go well. Yeah. You've got a future. And that's coming from me. It's a big rap, guys. Las Vegas, boys.
How are we feeling, boys? All right?
Morale?
Bit flat this morning.
Yeah.
As we sit here now, it's, 11 o'clock. We walked in the door at about 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah,
no. Some of us did. I was in bed early.
Anyway,
so I had a few beverages. I had a few beverages, then I went to bed. I was in bed about what? I left you about 10:30, I think.
You were at 3 a.m.
No, I wasn't.
You're up working out, were you, honey?
I had a bit of work out this morning.
Yeah. It was wrestling Buzz Rothfield last night at about 1 a.m. So
how's Buzz going to wrestle?
I think he could be dead.
You know, good handles.
Yeah, right. Okay.
He can find them quite well.
Good levers.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what it's about, isn't it? And I mean. So Buzz was up and about. I thought Buzz was meant to be Danny today. Does he have a rip in him? Does Buzz get after it?
I think in the heyday.
Yeah.
Not now. He's got three stents in his heart.
Three stents in his heart.
I was almost dead, Fletch.
When
one. Fletch, I was almost dead.
Yeah, right. So where'd you go yesterday? Was it because we were on the NRL, like the special NRL charter flight.
We were. That was nice. Yes, up the Pointy End, which was good.
That looked nice.
We didn't have to pay for an upgrade this time, which was outstanding. But it was fun.
Good morale on the flight.
Was PVL on that thing, or is he flying his own?
Well, Brian went up to see PV.
So Peter was next to the sports minister.
And what did you do, Brian?
I spilled wine all over the sports minister.
Brian gets excited on flights.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I get bored.
Yeah. And when Brian's bored, he tends to he does laps. And he just kept doing lap after lap. And James Graham, he joined him for a few laps as well. So I was pretending to be asleep many times.
Yeah, because James Graham was going up and around looking for a gang. And Nathan, what did you do?
I'd see him coming down at me and I'd just pretend I was asleep so I didn't have to make conversation. Because that, look...
And when you're having a yarn with Jimmy Graham...
You're locked in.
And it's a full-on, very highly intelligent conversation. So,
yeah, too intelligent.
You've got to be on your fucking game.
When I sit in a business class seat, which is not often, I'm zoning out. I've got four kids at home.
This is my quiet time. Fucking yeah, nice. You know what I mean? So watch a few movies. Didn't watch Willy Wonka because I wanted to watch that with the kids at home.
Yeah. You watched Sounds of Freedom about the pedophilia.
Yes.
Sex trafficking.
Based on a true story.
Very upbeat.
No, it's not. It's not upbeat at all.
Isn't it?
No, it's quite sad.
Oh,
that's very shocking. Very sad. It is shocking.
Yeah.
If you want to watch a movie, it's a good movie to watch, though.
Yeah, right.
Based on a true event.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, I like to keep my mood. Like, life's fucking scattered enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm like, you come across a movie, I'm like, I watched a rom-com the other day. What's it? One Day. It's like a series on Netflix.
I heard it's good.
It is good, yeah. But it's not if you don't want to fucking cry. Like, by the end
I'm a crier. Like, I'm a massive crier.
Oh, mate, this will get its claws in here.
Well, flights, apparently, that's like, there's something about the...
Is it? Because I cry quite often on early in the flight when I take off.
Yeah.
And something's on, even an ad that it might come on the on the screen.
Yeah.
I'm in tears.
I'm with you. I cry.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Did you cry? Have you watched Saltburn?
No.
Yes, I have.
What the fuck is
mate,
that?
It's pretty intense.
I haven't seen it.
I had to dance like that. There's that bath scene.
Oh,
not for
that's
the faint-hearted.
That's all anyone says. And again, I'm like, do I need to see that?
I don't need to see it.
Mate, there's a bloke, put it this way, there's a bloke out of a out of a drain.
Yeah.
Okay.
My girls, the girls have watched it like a year ago, and when it first came out, and I went, oh yeah, it must be a kid's movie. I can't believe they all watched it.
No, I haven't. I have no desire to see it, to be honest with you.
No.
It's pretty good.
I prefer comedies.
Yeah, I'm much more keep me upbeat. Don't get me emotional. I don't need that shit.
What are you, Ed? Do you like a... Do you like
mate, honestly, I'll be honest with you. The listeners know this. If there's something... If something's embarrassing's happening or it's too intense, I need to pause it for a breather. Like,
really?
I can't, I can't sit through it.
He gets overwhelmed by...
I get overwhelmed by shit.
Oh, really?
So I like light and fluffy and upbeat. Yeah. That's my cup of tea. You know, is like it, adventure movies and shit.
Oh, yeah. Like anything with a rock in it then.
You're a big rock fan.
Really?
Like Jungle Cruise, great movie. Fucking great movie.
Yeah.
Obviously Indiana Jones.
Well, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Classic. Don't put Indiana Jones in the same bracket as The Rock's rank movies.
No, they're not the same thing. Well, Indiana Jones is a cult hero.
Yeah.
I like Jumanji.
All
originals do. Yeah, I agree with you. But I didn't mind the new release Jumanji.
No, he does all right. Look, I mean, he's...
What was Peter watching on the flight? Do you know?
Was he pounding Pepsi Max? Did he have seafood on the flight as well?
Yeah.
You bring a few lobbies on board?
What was he into? I did try. I can't remember. But he was off me. Like, you know, he wouldn't look at me.
So I'm
standing there fucking talking to the minister, spilling wine on him.
Yeah.
And Peter's just like this, with one ear off like that, looking at his thing. That's a sign to move on, Brian, isn't it?
How do you spill
but you didn't,
wine
though,
on
did
the
you?
Minister, though? How does like, that happen?
Turbulence.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, you got a good excuse there.
Now, tell him. You came back to me and you woke me up and said, I've just spilled. I thought it was JD you spilled on him.
It was red wine.
Because right he flails. He's a flailer. Yeah. His arms, when he talks, arms are. And he's a big human.
Yeah.
And the aisles aren't wide. So he's got a little bit excited.
Peter loved it.
Yeah.
Peter thought it was hilarious.
Who is the sports minister?
I don't know. I didn't know either.
I'm trying to think.
Let's Google him.
Yeah, got no idea the sports minister is. No. So what was the apology like?
Yeah, oh, he was asleep, and I had to wake him up. I just had him down, dabbing him.
Oh,
sorry, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, this will come out.
He had a white shirt on, too.
Imagine waking up to Brian Fletcher patting you while you're fucking asleep on a business class flight.
Lucky I didn't out of the bar.
Where were you looking then? Where did you look then?
There's levels.
Where
levels.
Looking here.
Where did you look then? Why did you go that way? As in, looking for... acceptance.
The crowd.
I wasn't, because I just wanted to make sure that I didn't offend someone. Let's have the sports minister.
Yeah, here we go.
This is a podcast, bro.
This might be an opportunity to make a public apology.
Yeah, I will.
That's true, actually. Sports I think it's important.
I did apologize. Sports minister.
You're better at doing the research than our producer, who's usually... That's what he does like, for us on the show, and it's consistently incorrect.
Yeah, Stevie Camper.
Newly appointed or...?
An accountant and businessman. Steve has worked in both public and private sectors, having founded multiple successful businesses, including Coverforce, Australia's largest privately owned insurance broker.
Okay.
And he's an avid fan of the St. George Dragons.
Oh loser.
Jesus. There you go.
Christ.
I wonder if he's a steeler or a dragon.
Dragon.
Tough to be a dragon.
So what do you want to say to...
Yeah, what do you want to say? Do you want to publicly apologise?
I want to say, Stevie, I do apologise. And... He was also seen as president of the Sydney Olympic Football Club. A lot of Greeks. I'm going to say, sorry, Steve.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to throw wine back at me, I'm open for it.
Sure. Eye for an eye sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All you can eat.
I've got a quick one here. Well, firstly, we're canvassing everyone because we lost some money on the roulette table yesterday. We like to start off with we put a nice bet on to start, joint combined.
We went hard in the paint. We were feeling it. We had big dreams. Yeah. We get in there, feeling the vibe of the table. We'd already made up our mind. It was red. Red felt right. When they spun the ball, I was like, this is fucking...
Was it green?
Green.
Zero. Always back a green. You're fucking, always.
Yeah.
0, 3, 7, 11, 13, 21.
That's another thing I've noticed. They have 0, double 0.
And then something fucking thing.
No, yeah, some of them have got three greens, which is fucking
you're always
outrageous.
Back a green. You've always got to...
What was green pay? I know...
36 to 1.
We're trying to... What is it like 37 to 1?
36, I think.
36 to 1.
Yeah.
So if we had to put it there...
Just green.
I think green's 36. Same as the number.
But you got three opportunities.
Well, if you put it on all three of them, maybe...
This is 0, double 0.
If you covered all of them, that'd be like a third out, I suppose.
Yeah. 18 or something.
So we got fucked by the green, but
what we're looking for is we're just going to ask everyone that we've had a yarn to what they think we should be doing for our final big bet. We're going to do one just before we leave based on what everyone thinks.
Is it in a colour?
Yeah,
I'd go first, third. 3-1 it pays.
First, third. Listen,
we'll take it.
We'll take it. It's on the tally.
It on board.
Well, I'm a red. I go red.
Yeah.
Fuck. Do you watch the board before you go? Do you look at the hot
numbers? Look, I like to always get there and just get a vibe. Don't look. Just to see how the.
What? How did you come up with red? Where was the discussion?
Was it like seven blacks in a row or something? Was it?
No. We'd made up our mind in the room. We just felt it.
Oh, okay.
We just felt red. We're like, let's just go. We're feeling red. We'll go down there, get red, and
then we walked around and looked at the tables, and then there was one. That we really liked the look of, and we got absolutely fingered. So
maybe you thought too much.
Maybe we did think
it's a game
too much.
Of chance.
I know.
What do you reckon, Brian?
And also, it's the worst odds in the casino is roulette. So
is it? See, I thought it was the best.
I'd go odds. Worst. I'm feeling odds.
Odds.
Odd.
Okay.
I'm feeling
all right. There you
odd
go.
Number.
And what color.
Don't worry about it. Just odd.
First, third, red. We cover your zero again.
You guys have thrown.
We're covering the zero if we do it again.
Yeah.
You've got to cover the zero.
Got to cover green.
And then one more thing. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter. The great and powerful Phil Gus Gould trying out a workshop and a new hat.
Oh,
his wife's got him.
He's playing bowls.
Yeah, he doesn't know himself.
Jack
High. He admits it in the post, like he's not sure about the hat.
Oh, Gussie, it's
or is he an umpire? Cricket umpire?
Is he square leg?
He looks like a floating around.
Seriously,
sorry, Steve, about spilling wine on you too, mate. I apologize.
Now, you've been eyeing off this kinchi over the road.
Yeah. All you can eat. 24-hour barbecue. It's got everything I want.
What are you after?
I'm after kimchi. I'm after Karaji chicken.
Yep.
And I'm after maybe sake and something to drink as well.
Straight back into it. Are you guys working today? Or like, as in, have you got any shows to do? Or are you...
We're on Teams. It's a new show.
Is that tonight?
That's
or
on.
Tomorrow night?
Me and our boss over there, we're
That's
doing
tomorrow
that.
Night.
That's tonight.
What's tonight? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
I'm playing golf tomorrow, boys. Golf, Wolf Creek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen this course?
No.
Fuck me.
How do you hit them?
I'm getting better. I'm down to 14 at Wallara.
For a man that takes every Friday off to play golf. Who has time to do that? Like, honestly.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, that's...
Friday's my day. It's my day.
Great course, Wallara.
Yeah.
What's
so
easy,
forgiving. So easy.
Yeah.
Unlike my wife. She's been with Trish Johns in LA. Just getting.
Yeah, we heard you guys basically had one night to chase all your dreams.
Yeah.
And
apparently, you can't, after the trip here last time in December, they've had to come over and look after you. Is that the case?
My wife gives as good as she gets. She's pretty
strong. She
does. Yeah. She's pretty strong up on the. On the town. She likes a punt.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's...
All right, so...
She's a daughter of a bookie.
Watch out for Mrs. Flash.
Yeah.
We might have to ask her what she thinks, red or black.
Yeah, and she's tinny as anything.
Yeah.
She's very tinny. Like, we're in Westfields. If we're in Westfields, she goes, just drive down, Westfields, a punny, she'll find a junction.
Oh, she's a park, she'll find a park.
She just goes, just go down there, go to P3, turn left, there'll be a park. She gets one.
Okay, so that's...
Okay, well, we'll if we run into her, we'll be getting her opinion.
Should I get her on the line?
And what about, just ask a red or black.
I will.
And just see what
Sorry,
she
Steve,
says.
Again, mate.
What about the footy?
Yeah, what about the footy? What are you thinking? What is it, Manly, Rabbitohs, Roosters, fucking Broncos? Who's winning?
Oh, You're asking the wrong blokes, honestly.
Oh, listen, I
we know nothing about rugby league.
I don't want any nuance.
I like Manly.
Yeah, Manly.
Oh, Manly. Yes.
No, not Manly. Nah.
Hey, love.
Are you?
Who's How playing
you?
Who?
Manly Rabbits. Oh,
if you good. Were, if you were going to have,
so she's good.
Oh, you're on the radio. It's a podcast, yeah, but we need to get your advice because I've told everyone you're a bit tinny on the punt. Are you feeling red or black, or odds or evens?
Red odds.
Red odds. Okay.
Red odds.
Red
okay.
odds. All right.
Put it down.
Put see you,
down.
Mark.
Thank you down. Very much.
Thank you.
See you, Dar.
That's got me feeling things. I might be a bit of a red black operator when we get back to the
hotel. I thought I heard a bloke in the background coughing.
Was yeah, it probably would have been.
Yeah.
Leroy.
Yeah, is that his name?
Maybe it's the sports minister he's fucking.
Yeah.
That's right.
Steve, you dirty bastard. You dirty
It was an accident, Steve.
Talking about a sweat. Well, she's running a bath. Who knows what Steve's going to do? That is... Yeah, so can we just talk about this? We don't see the Kirk Yeaman, do we? We just see him
slurping.
No.
It's the inference.
And he's a scouser too. It just doesn't...
No, it doesn't fit.
Is it audible, the sound? Like,
Yeah. No, he's giving it a good slurp.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
And then he gets his tongue right in the plug and waste, like right down.
Yeah. It's pretty visual stuff.
I don't know if I need that. I feel sick hearing that.
Yeah,
so do I.
Fucking disgusting. Well, that's good though. Good to know.
Yeah,
for
good
anyone
to know.
Wondering whether
that's
that
like
movie.
That reminds me. It's not as heck as, but there was a St George player.
Mm.
Yeah, have you heard this story? When they were at home, right? So there was like 10 of them back in the day before the internet, and they're watching a Paul Bongiorno.
Yep.
And they're getting into it, and this said player gets up and goes, "Sorry, excuse me, boys. I'm just going to go to the toilet." He's gone into the Brasco, obviously for a cotton wool, and the boys have all gone out the window, appearing, and he's like biting himself.
So I haven't heard this one.
Yeah. Biting him, licking himself. The boys are laughing. They come back in, right? And they're all watching the...
Which arm's he biting?
Both. So then after he comes out of the Brasco and they're all sitting watching it again, and then all the rest of the boys start like biting, licking themselves on the shoulder. Oh, it's one of the great stories.
Forward or back?
You know him.
What era? Okay.
Yeah, Dragon. And...
What's his initials?
Played Origin.
You would have.
Okay.
Oh, he's a. I gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is he an Australian or is he?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Shit. Okay.
How'd
I get that?
You must have heard the story then.
No.
Yeah, mate. I've just given you one clue. You. Yeah.
Yeah. I know he played at the Dragons.
Yeah, you've heard this story before. For sure.
I played with right?
Yeah, I'm not talking about him.
No, you're talking about his
Fucking hell. You'd be good in a fucking hold-up. We got that out. You got that out of me in less than 30 seconds. I've gone from not even initials to it's not him.
No, I will beep that. We'll beep that all.
Yeah, we'll beep it.
All incriminating names will be beeped out. Oh, shit.
Oh, where are you staying?
The Venetian.
Just out
nice.
There.
So we were there last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
It's
one of the classier joints, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's... This is my first time in Vegas, so I don't know what's classy and what's not, but I'm just sort of trying to take it all in.
How'd your horse go the other day?
Yeah, one at fucking 40s.
What's it called?
Sacred Delago. We bought it for $800.
$800?
800.
And it won at 40s.
It must have been just full of the gear. Because it's
and
hopeless.
It won at 40s.
Yeah. One at 40 to 1. On the plane.
No.
On the plane.
Get
didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, it cost us $800. I thought, what? So it races in like Orange and Goulburn. And
yeah,
like
Dubbo.
Like benchmark 30s. Sacred Delago.
Oh, Sacred Delago.
Yeah, Sacred.
Who do you own that with?
The great Mick Astini, one of the great Orange Sims, I don't know the other owners.
Okay, $800 though. You'd assume you're not in a fucking massive city.
No,
yeah,
no,
1%.
1% of an $800 horse.
Yeah, no, we've got 10%. I've got 10%, which is good because I've had no luck with horses. We had Bondi Beauty that had a heart attack and died at Randwick.
Conrad,
Conrad, which is a gun. But think about it. Which
what
is,
was the other one?
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes, that's it. It ran in a slipper, didn't it?
No, in the Four Pillars, which was... Going over here.
Matty.
Thanks, do you want to come? So do you want to have some kimchi? You want some kimchi?
You need some lip gloss.
Yeah, he looks cracked. I was looking at him when we were talking. I'm like, fuck me, there's some dry lips.
Yeah.
He looks like he might need some help. He got enough help last night.
Far out.
Fellas, I reckon we can leave it there. We can let you go get back to your life and try and recover. But thank you very much for
boys.
Coming
thanks for having the time.
Love it, boys.
Can we do like a debrief after what we discussed?
Mate, we'll make sure that anything fucking hectic is removed.
No. I mean us now. Like, do we just go, righto, well...
Well, that's
what,
it.
What we covered.
Yeah.
Oh, like as in, yeah, like a wrap of the...
Yeah.
What did we cover?
Yeah. You spilling red wine on
Steve,
the minister.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah.
Hindy nabraring James Graham because he didn't want to have a yarn with
him. Well, that's not that I didn't want to have a yarn with him. I just... He was well on his way.
Yeah, he's fine. And also, you've got to do... Britt Fletcher said red odds.
Yeah. Cover your green.
We've got a former Dragons player who bites himself when he wanks.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Whose name has been redacted.
Yep, definitely. Definitely.
Let's just call him.
No. And it's not. It's not Albert.
And we know that Brian wants to go and have some Korean barbecue.
Fuck yeah. Do you want to come over, boys? You like a bit of Korean in your diet?
I've never had Korean barbecue. I don't know if that'll make me throw up or what.
Well, it depends what we got on. If we can, we'll come over. Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah,
well, busy day, boys, is it after this? Or?
Oh, I don't know that it's.
Well,
that
are we
go, busy.
I think we are we going to Simzu or not?
Simzu? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
We might be going to see him his training camp.
Right.
But I don't. Again.
So when's his fight?
April, I think.
Oh, is it
Keith Thurman? He's fighting over here.
Uma.
Yeah.
And is he here for.
What is it? March 31.
March 31. Is that on KO, man? Fucking hell. Happy you and KO. There's a plug.
He's a pretty handy boxer.
Thurman.
I'd imagine, yeah.
I think he's I don't know if he's a world title winner or is it challenger, Keith Thurman. Is it Keith Thurman?
Urban? No.
Keith Urban.
He's a singer.
Keith Urban can throw. Southpaw.
Really?
But plays guitar right-handed, fights...
And plays golf left-handed.
Yeah, and... bats right-handed.
Right-handed.
Bats right-handed. He bites himself when he bats?
The bowl's left-handed.
He might be licking himself. He wouldn't need to lick himself, would he?
No.
He'd have someone to do that for him.
Nicole. Yeah, sure.
Well, you get that famous people.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do the licking for you.
Just take someone around who's biting and licking. He's good, is he?
Yeah, he is good. But our team.
Are you going to interview Costa? Tim, sorry?
Have we what?
Are you going to interview him?
Well, he's come on the podcast before, so... It was a bit of fun. I don't know what the nature of our thing with him would be today. Maybe just watching him throw hands.
Yeah.
You know.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's good. He's good to watch.
He's the best. He's the man.
Back to the tables, hopefully.
And then tonight, what's on tonight?
Well, NRL 360.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Kenty's back.
Kenty's back.
And then there's a bit of a do upstairs, I think, boys. Will you be there?
Oh, there is. There is.
Will you guys be there for the door? Oh, afterwards? There's a do afterwards.
Well, you've got teams.
You've got teams. Me and Matty got teams at 8 p.m.
So that's, teams are new
that's
show.
Much
new show.
And what, I imagine you're going through the teams?
Correct.
Yeah. Name by name.
Yeah, yeah.
One to 17, just bang.
Just pick out one. And you go, well, this
what
be...
What, give us a bit of insight into teams,
Patrick,
please.
Patrick Carrigan.
Okay.
Yep,
what about him?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. Just give me a play, and I'll just get Patrick Carrigan.
Give us an insight on what the show's about.
I don't know. This is the first time it's ever been aired. I haven't been briefed on
it. Are you just a one-liner? Like, you throw a bit of a...
You're a colour man, or are you...
Yeah, I'm colour.
Yeah.
Well, I could probably do both, if you wanted to. I could probably do the serious stuff. What about boys? Going to see some like an illusionist or something? You're going to see
a show? We were talking about that. I wouldn't mind having my mind blown.
Copperfield. Is he still around?
I think he is around. No, we want to know. We were thinking of getting some.
The lions ate him.
Siegfried.
Oh yeah, he got bitten by a lion. I think we want to get some mushrooms and go and wig out just somewhere.
Chalky mushrooms.
That would be the preference.
Yeah,
and then go watch a magician.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Which we're also trying to do for you too, because the spheres are like the spheres. I don't know exactly what I mean for, but like the fucking the sort of light show or whatever it is.
So you want to be your mind altered?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the plan.
Fuck yeah.
That's
it. It's a funny joint, isn't it? Like, it's just a... feels like you're just a giant Easter show. Don't you reckon? Is that what you said?
Yeah. When we're flying in, he goes, Vegas, mate. It's like the Easter show on steroids.
Yeah. It's like a giant Easter show. It was out dodging us.
Fuck that.
One way, one way. You're going to go. One way, one way.
There you go.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
right,
fellas.
Beautiful.
Have a good week.
Love your work.
Appreciate your time.
Boys, thanks for having us.
All the best for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up, boys. Appreciate it.
Nah, no. You hang up.
Good afternoon, punters and dribblers.
A merry afternoon to all.
Yeah. It's Tom and Eddie here, your heroes, coming to you live, large and in charge from...
A parking lot in Las Vegas. We're on the outskirts. We've had to trek it out here, but that's what we do because we're professionals.
Yeah.
We've come out to see the great, the powerful, fucking absolute thoroughbred, Tim Zhu.
Timothy
Zhu, dear, close, personal friend of Tom and I's. Yeah. I'd almost call him a brother.
I would. I'd call him a brother.
He's here fighting ahead of his fight.
He's training ahead of his fight.
31st of March.
Keith Thurman,
KO.
Yeah, Thurman's in for a fucking rough night if Timmy's the Timmy we just spoke to is anything to go by.
Well, do you remember the old saying, Tom? I'm sure you do. Talk shit, get hit.
Yeah.
Thurman's been talking a lot of shit, and Timmy's taking it personally, and he's going to go out there and pound the bloke.
He's going to beat the fuck out of him, I think was the terms he used. You listen to the podcast, you'll hear it. But he said basically... paraphrasing, I'm going to beat the fuck out of that little cunt.
Yeah, that's paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what he said, if not word for word.
Verbatim.
We also ran into a dear close personal friend of ours, Georgie Rose.
Twinkle Toes Georgie Rose,
one of Manly's favourite sons, won a comp, got a ring, not a big deal. He was kind enough to share a bit of time with Tom and
I.
But that's what you do for your kin,
that's right. Yeah, it's a real family vibe inside the gym that I can't fucking find the name. Split T Boxing Club.
Yeah, perfect.
There's also some MMA. It looks like three gyms join into one. Like, I don't want to get too specific for you guys, but this obviously looks like maybe three businesses operating under the same lease.
I think so. I think what you've seen here is our shared leasing system.
Yeah.
Hard to say off the bat what the division of the lease would be. But
no, yeah.
We'll assume for now it's a third each.
I would say that. I'd say so. But that obviously depends on like who's bringing in
the cheddar.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, the lease is under one person and he's subletting.
But then also you could argue, Tom, if you've got a world champion in there, in Tim Zhu, then Split T's been asked to fork out a little bit more. You know what I mean? Paying for prestige sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, sense. Hard to know. We don't actually have the landowner here with us to bounce ideas
off. Should I go back in and ask? That's just committing to the bit, everyone. Don't worry. I won't be doing that. But by golly, I'm interested.
Listen, we could sit here and talk, you know, leasing till the cows come home.
Company structures,
trusts, etc.
Yeah.
But we must dash.
Yeah. We must away.
Duty calls.
Yeah.
Funnily
enough, we actually have to do some work over here.
We actually do. We're going to go back and do
some
work.
Send some emails and to do some calls
and do some work and stuff like that.
Which is fucking scat, but, you know, it is.
I'm fucking over it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm fucking furious.
You can probably hear it in my voice.
I'm fucking furious.
Well,
we also...
is go home, lay down and eat Starburst, and no one's letting me.
No, well, actually, I'll sub out Starburst for chicken tenders, and I'll also throw in a Bloody Mary that I didn't get to properly enjoy this morning because we had to go out and do world-famous interviews. We then rolled out to go and meet up with our other kin, the Mighty Manly Seagulls players out at the USC Performance Institute, and our fucking dead shit Uber driver, who was very friendly but a fucking idiot.
Well, he was a friendly fuckwit.
And he stunk, apparently. I wouldn't know.
He did. He smelled like old socks. he did. He smelled like old socks. Sweaty old gym socks.
He drove us fucking maybe, 6 months the wrong direction?
Put it this way. He was playing the Little Mermaid theme song at one point.
I'm glad I fell asleep for that.
I was in hell trying to hold down a vomit, to be honest. If you want a real insight into my life,
I
was bouncing along in the back of some bloke's Tesla while he screamed at me and played Little Mermaid and I almost threw up.
Yeah. That was the vibe. And then got us there to the Manly press conference as the bus was leaving and we were too embarrassed to try and doorstop any of the players as they got on the bus.
But they were hopping on, so it would have been too much.
Way too much, but I was certainly much too embarrassed to even attempt. And basically we just tried to hide from them.
No bullshit. It was a head down situation.
It was a head down, scroll on your phone, back constantly. Turn your back to the bus. Okay, they're out of here. Did see Misha Tate, though. If for what that's worth.
It's not worth much.
Bantamweight world champion in the UFC.
And Brett Reed.
Brent Reed of Rugby League Journo fame.
We saw him too.
Yeah. So it's been a big day of seeing people.
Anyway, so apologies to the Manly players.
Sorry you didn't get to talk to us.
Far too embarrassed.
Yeah, sorry you didn't get the chance to speak to your brothers.
But maybe another day.
Maybe another day.
Friday, captain's run.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, we're going on now. Here's Timzo.
Yeah, is this regulation size? We'll just start going. We won't even intro.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, it would be.
Looks about right.
Yeah,
to
it looks
me.
About right.
My ring's much bigger.
Yours is?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. We just got Olympic size. So this one's better because it's less running.
You don't run that anyway, mate.
Yeah, for me, no. I'm not stalking.
How's things? How you feeling?
Yeah, well. Very well.
Do you enjoy being out here, out in Vegas? You've been out for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah. Like, this is like our fourth time doing camp here, so it's the norm now.
Yeah.
Everything's local now, you know. We've got our local cafes and places we go to, so it's, it feels like second home.
Do you come over here because your fight's obviously here? Is that just get acclimatised more than anything?
Oh, to a certain extent, but I got plenty of sparring here, training facilities, just being locked in, you know, no distractions. That's what it's all about.
There's an irony to saying there's no distractions in a place like Las Vegas, which is Distraction City.
I know, but for me, it's like the opposite, you know. Like, Sydney, for me, there's so much going on, but when I get to Vegas, it's like zoned in.
Yeah. When you put the gloves down, do you nip into town for a little bit of a, roulette or blackjack or anything?
You know what?
Is that part of
last
your training?
Last trip, we played a bit of blackjack. This time, we haven't even touched it. haven't gone near.
Yeah, we'll lure you in, mate. We'll get your claws into you. Yeah. You won't come
especially
back to the gym.
Especially with my competitive nature, man. Yeah. It's like losing is not an option.
Yeah.
Well, it's the only option for us so far. We're up against it.
Mate, we are up against it. Do you ever play roulette?
No.
But if you were going to play it, you had to pick a colour, red or black, what would you be going?
Black. Black's my favourite colour.
Black, okay. We're just doing a bit of a tally. We want to see what the people think, and then we're going to put it on the consensus,
red
or black, and hopefully win back the money that we've lost to start the trip, mate. We're off to an absolute shocker.
Oh, no.
Keith Thurman, 31st of March.
Yeah.
How you feeling? Like, what's a bit of insight on Keith?
Yappa. He likes to talk a lot, but he's going down.
Going down.
One way or another, he's going down. That's it.
You got a round for us? Again, we are chasing our losses.
Yeah. I'd say nice and early.
Okay.
Or probably, I don't know, actually. Later, early, I don't know. Whatever I feel like on the night, actually.
Maybe early. Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, perfect. We've covered all bases. What's he been saying? You said he's a yapper.
Yeah, he was just calling a bit. He's just, I don't know, talking a bit of smack and saying a few things that are inappropriate. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Been inappropriate.
Too inappropriate to mention?
No, he's just calling me like a flat-footed Mexican and saying shit like that.
Yeah,
right. You know?
Right. Okay.
I don't know what you're in for.
Has he seen you fight, mate?
Of course he has.
Yeah, so like, what's he talking about? Very lippy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you have you had a chance to put on any other rugby league jerseys since you've been over? Obviously, I know you don't mind.
I only brought one jersey along. That's for a reason.
Yeah, right. You're taking on our Manly Seagulls, so it's a bit of rivalry going on here. How do you think
but you know what? I went and spoke to the boys actually at Manly.
So you're a Manly fan now.
I was there a couple of weeks back. I'm not saying I'm a Manly fan, but I went and spoke to the boys a couple of weeks back. But yeah, I'm going for the Bunnies, man. Sorry, boys.
Nah, that's devastating. Are you going to the game, obviously?
Yeah.
I think Tommy Turbo puts a hurting on you boys, sorry to say. Yeah. He's looking good.
We'll see, bro. We'll see.
We will see. Yeah. Three tries. Lock that in.
Oh, put your money on, huh? Yeah. If you lose it, put your money on it. Then.
Yeah, beauty. I think one of us is going to get punched in the guts.
Yeah,
now,
one of us is going to. And we thought that the man to get punched should be Guts himself, Tom Birmingham. The man's all guts.
I'm all guts.
The great Georgie Rose said before that they're hoping someone shits themselves. And Tommy Birmingham, who basically can shit on cue.
Well, hopefully that's
the man
happen.
For the job.
That would be a real. It'd put a sour note on what was a. It's been a great day so far. If I shit myself on camera, but content, right? Slow for content.
So Tim, just can you give him a little bit extra? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna get this on Tommy.
This is like one of those pregnancy belts, or whatever. Hold it, fuck. See, like, I mean, it's obviously, it's soft, but it's not soft. So I'm like, I'm already wigging out. But, like, how is this going to... I'll be interested to see how the power transfers.
There is layers.
Yeah.
So how many are going to... Oh, geez, you're...
Yeah, well, I'm tight, mate. I'm
very, very good, mate. Righto, Tommy.
Christ, fuck, dude. Oh, dude. No. Oh, dude, it's actually fucking hurting. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh. Oh, fuck. That was fucked. That was.
Bro. Nice, oh, bro. Mate, well was, handled, mate.
Yeah, but I was getting winded from the first just tap. Dude. Oh, right. Well, thanks for that, mate. That was
very
great.
Nice.
Wonderful. Good luck. Good luck. Legend. March 31st. Fuck Keith Thurman.
Fuck him.
With the one and only George Rose. We rolling? Yeah. Fucking oath, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, can't complain.
Can't complain at all.
Are you, like, or a resident here now almost? I feel like you guys are always out.
I feel like it. I've never been to America for, you know, 30-odd years of my life, and in the last 2 years, I'm here nearly every month. It's no complaints from me.
No, absolutely. You just got in, though. You're feeling
working, though. Yeah, working.
It's a working. So are we.
Of course you're working. We're all working. Look at this. We're professional.
Look at these microphones.
We're working.
Now, is there any concern? You obviously manage a couple of those Bunnies boys. Any concern that you might get a call Sunday morning? You know, boys might have fucked up.
Well, or come join us.
I just hope that they fuck up on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's when I want them to fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's like everything falls to shit, mainly get the win.
Yeah. Yes, nice. Exactly,
and then,
right.
You know, they won't want to drink anyway.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, generally, sorry. Yeah. How's Jackie Boy Whiten looking?
He's actually looking amazing.
Yeah.
So I am glad that he's not playing round one because he looks amazing. And I reckon once he comes into that team, yeah, they'll really take off.
Has he got to fly over with the boys?
Over here. And that's why it's even more of a tease. I'm actually really excited to see him play for him.
Yeah.
Because I know the preseason that he's had and the vibe that he's got around him at the moment, I just think that he's in for a special season.
So he's absolutely loving the change?
Yeah. I think he's a real bushy, he's a real country boy, and he was always scared of Sydney because, you know, every time you come there as a opposing player, you stay like right in the city, and it's like you don't get
it's a bit full on.
Yeah, you don't get the cool spots like the beaches,
and everything else
that comes. There's good little pockets in Sydney that are real community spots, and that's what he's sort of got a feel for. His kids are loving it, the family's loving it. They get good coffee. They're not, you know.
Well, they're also not in Canberra.
Yeah, it's not a 14-degree summer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're loving it.
Yeah. He's opened his eyes and he's gone, there is a world outside of Canberra.
Yeah.
So I reckon he's on. He's on.
Sick. Love that.
You hitting the pads in here, mate? You doing any training before?
I was. You just missed it.
Really?
I did a heap of things. I was doing all the lifts.
Yeah.
Runs
in
and
the heavy bag.
The heavy bag.
Jeez, you recover quick. You don't have a drip of sweat on you.
Well, it's, you know, this is like the sweatsuit.
Oh, yeah.
I took the pants off already. Yeah.
Might be an opportunity for you to call out Tyson Fury, mate. You know?
Well, yeah, well, he's not at his best at the moment.
Yeah, he's vulnerable. Time. He's vulnerable.
Yeah. Love a vulnerable opponent.
Yeah,
love
that's
it.
Right. What do you reckon about that? Do you reckon,
that's my go.
What do you think about Francis and AJ?
Oh, two good rigs. I reckon it's just a rig off. That
it is a rig off.
It's an absolute rig off.
Yeah. See those guys. Do you reckon Francis can beat him?
I reckon he can.
Mm.
I reckon he can. I reckon AJ's got to keep moving because no one wants to get hit by Francis. No, and he's showed that anybody he touches, you sleep.
Yeah.
Well, when he dropped Tyson, everyone was like, oh, this isn't discreet.
This is real.
This is real.
Yeah.
Everyone thought, oh, mate, a bit of an exhibition. Like, no. This guy's fucking legit.
Nah. And I love his story. He's there to win. Good on him.
Yeah.
What about those Manly boys? We look pretty good this year. That's our feeling, at least. You know
I reckon we're on this week, for starters, and then I reckon it's going to be a good year for Manly. I saw someone tipped them to win the comps.
So that would have been us.
Yeah. Someone other than you, Jack. I know that's a given. Yeah. That's a given. So.
Okay, someone with
not
some
that
credibility.
You don't have credibility, but it's...
These mics scream credibility.
When somebody else says it, I'm like, wow, shit, we're a chance.
Yeah, not us, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And Tim, you're excited to see him get in the ring 31st of March and
absolutely.
Get to work?
Absolutely. And, I just reckon he couldn't have had a better opponent, a loudmouth American who comes out talking shit.
Yeah.
And it's just stoking the fire of him, and he's ready to roll. And Vegas debut, you know, I'm I'm pumped for that. Yeah. I'm so pumped. T-Mobile Arena will be buzzing.
Will you go home before the fight, or are you just going to stay here and rip and tear for another
No. That's too long. I'm going home. I'm, you know, like, go back to Jesus or something like that there. And a couple of weeks later, we're straight back over. So we've got a couple of fight nights on back home.
Yeah.
Do them and then get straight back on the plane back over here. And 2 weeks we got here then, so...
That's a while. Yeah. 2 weeks. I'll
do a number on myself a few times early.
Yeah.
And then grow up.
And then another one.
Well, we've been telling people that we've been here for a week, and they go, what, a week?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks is really, that's pushing the envelope.
It shows too.
Oh, thank you.
So I hate to see myself after 2 weeks.
Well, mate, that's it. Is it day two or is it day three?
Oh, I think we've only had two nights.
It feels like day four, but I almost threw up in the Uber on the way here, George. we're doing well.
You're doing very well. I'm filthy at you, though. I thought you'd shit yourself before on the pad.
Mate, I honestly could have shit myself. Yeah. Like, honestly, if I was in a safer space... I may have allowed it to happen, but with the cameras, with a world champion hitting you, I just felt like
in a foreign country.
I don't have any. I don't have a change of clothes with me. I don't know where is there a shower here. What do I do now? You know, if I am a slave to content, not that much of a slave yet.
That would be rock bottom.
That would
shit yourself on the pads.
Shitting yourself for a laugh.
On the mats in Vegas for a laugh.
Imagine laying on the ground winded, like you can't even catch your breath, and you're just shitting yourself. Yeah.
And then you got to Uber at home. Half hour.
Yeah, yes. Half an hour. Exactly.
Yeah, can I already jump in a wrap around my waist? So no, I can go.
I have to put you in the boot.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, mate,
that would have been a great start to my trip.
Well, yeah, you're right. That would have been. We'd put that on the promo. Put that on the fucking...
If we can cut this, I'm going to tell everyone that actually happened anyway.
Yeah, just do it, mate. That's fine. Yeah. Look, I don't mind that. I have shit myself and I've admitted it before, so... If it's in the pursuit of selling fights...
Use it in the promos.
Yeah, use it in the promos. You have Tim...
Tim makes Blake shit himself.
Get a cutaway of me rolling around on the ground.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
There's gravy everywhere.
Put in some fart sound effects in post.
Everybody will want to watch that.
Yeah, I think so. That's good stuff. All right, well, I might go and fucking... I feel like a shower.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.